Scott Kleinberg, sponsored by Matrix Room inside the new state-of-the-art Matrix Club in Naperville. Scott, good morning. There is a lot to think about in the social media world, and we're looking ahead towards 2024. That's your job, Scott. The landscape is definitely evolving, but the advice that you have for us this morning, I know, is a little more practical than it's new. You're going to talk about trends, right?
Yeah, morning, Bob. That's right. Trends in social media are very important. Listening to someone like me telling you what's new is definitely helpful, but in many cases, business decisions on social media have to be made quickly. And knowing what's new and what's trending across the landscape is more important than some people realize.
And not even just for businesses, right? For everybody. I mean, feeling left out or falling behind when it comes to this stuff is not a very good place to be, is it?
Oh, I agree. And just like with everything else in life, when too many things pile up, it gets stressful. And staying ahead of certain things really eases that stress.
Okay, so how do we stay up to date?
Well, first, start with taking part in groups. And groups exist on a lot of different social platforms, including Facebook and LinkedIn. I personally like following influential people on LinkedIn, and every industry is different. And there are different influencers everywhere. And I'm not necessarily talking about influencers just in the social media space. I'm talking about the influencers in your area of expertise. And if you're not a business owner, maybe your area of expertise is just something you enjoy doing or an area of social media you enjoy focusing on. And being able to identify these people and follow what they're saying is a really good first step.
And what about what if you want to do things on your own?
Well, there's lots of ways to do that, too. You can find out a lot about what people are interested in and what they're searching for by using Google Trends. It's a website that's been around for years. And I'm always surprised at how many people tell me they've never heard of it. If you go to trends.google.com, you'll see what all the fuss is about. And, you know, even though you asked, Bob, about doing things on your own, you could certainly do some research with Google Trends and then look for some experts to back up that data. And perhaps best of all, Google Trends doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, that is good to remember. I forget about that myself. We're talking with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg about staying current on social media. And that was pretty good advice you gave us a few minutes ago, Scott. What else?
Yeah, I don't know about you, Bob, but I get a lot of emails from people that are conducting webinars, and they're always like, join this webinar, and I wish I had time for all of that stuff. There are some opportunities to really increase your knowledge base by attending these webinars. But getting back to the thing about having time, many of these webinars, if you sign up for them, they'll send you an email when they're done so you can download them later and listen on your own time. And that's really helpful. Maybe there's an opportunity to listen on your long commute or while you're taking a walk on the treadmill. And not all webinars are created equal. So it's an opportunity to combine some of the things we've been talking about. Maybe you take a look on LinkedIn and then you see what webinars people are recommending so you know which ones to focus.
Okay, this next one is about audience, and I know this is one of your favorites, isn't it?
Yes, because I've been saying for all the years I've been doing social media that the key to good social media is always knowing your audience. Think about it like this. If the hottest trend is TikTok and no one in your audience is using TikTok, then TikTok is just a trend and you should focus on because, you know, you're listening to what your audience is doing. Now, that's not to say you can't try a new platform. I certainly recommend trying new things because you never know when you're going to have to pivot. But in this case, instead of just guessing that your audience might be interested in TikTok, find out first. Prioritize correctly. So then when you're saying that you don't have time, you know you're using your time as wisely as possible.
And you've said often in our conversations to follow the data. That's what you're doing with what you just mentioned, right?
That is exactly right. Experimenting with a new platform is something you should absolutely feel free to do. But if you know what the data is telling you, the decisions you make are that much to make.
And I'll tell you, I have resisted TikTok unless my wife or my kids show me something, and I don't do Instagram, and I guess I'm in the minority now, right?
Well, you might be, especially with that last Instagram part. Yeah, you might be.
All right, let's do one more here. Check social media platforms, blogs. Do you do that regularly?
I do very, very often. And they're not necessarily blogs. They're places where representatives from social media companies speak about new features that are going to be implemented. For example, the leader of Instagram is very active talking about the things that may or may not happen on Instagram. And Instagram and Threads, you remember, those are connected. So you can learn something about all the different platforms if you follow the right people. This goes back to that. And you can do this with a simple search, either by searching on the platform or in Google search for something, you know, search on Google for something like new features on Instagram. And I promise you will learn something new.
That's for sure. When in doubt, Google it. It's unbelievable what you can do on Google. I mean, does everybody by now knows you can put in an airline flight number and get the latest flight updates? But there's so much more, isn't there?
Yeah. And remember that social media platforms themselves, they're becoming the new Google. And we've talked about that before. People are using Google in addition to TikTok, in addition to Instagram, to find things and avoiding search engines altogether. But there are some people who still like using the old school search engines, and that's not going away anytime soon. It just means more opportunities to find more things in more places.
And I know you'll have some more tips soon as we head towards the new year, won't you?
Oh, for sure. This is the time of year I start to put together the New Year's resolution conversation, and that's always a favorite, so I'm looking forward to that.
It is. All right, let's open up the Genius Bar now for a question about passkeys. I was reading about this recently, Scott, the headline of this story, Hate Passwords, Log Into Passkeys. I have no idea what this is all about. Can you inform us here?
Yes, and you've basically been using passkeys in a way that you may not realize it. So a password is when you type in a string of letters and numbers and characters, you know, and you have to make it a good, strong password. A passkey depends on the device you're using. So the passkey could be your thumbprint. The passkey could be the Face ID, you know, where you put your eyes in front of your phone. It could be a QR code, but the key is it's something to do with the device you're on, so you don't actually have to use the password itself. So you don't have to worry about having a weak password or something like that. So that's the difference. It all comes down to what is actually on your device.
And didn't you say here not too long ago that you think eventually we will not use passwords at all?
I did say that, and I'm absolutely convinced that that is the case. Someday, everybody's device is going to use a passkey, and it's going to be the new password where you're never going to have to worry about that again. But the thing you have to keep in mind when it comes to that is the technology has to be implemented on the back end of every website that's out there, and that's going to take a very long time. So we're talking about a few years, I think, until we're actually in passkeys. But 5 years from now, I think we'll look back and we'll say things like, passwords, you know, that was great then. Passkeys are where the future is.
Yeah, I think that will be a good thing for all of us. Too many passwords to remember. Digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. We will talk to you next week. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.